It's time for Marathon High School Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon High School Basketball is brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Clover Belt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chief, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, and the People's State Bank. It's time now for Red Raider Basketball on your home for Marathon High School Sports, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Merwood South matchup here tonight as the 12-2 Marathon boys, 9-1 in the Merwood South, take on the 6-8 Edgar Wildcats, 4-5 in the Merwood South. Second time through the schedule here for the Raiders on a nice run in 2023 here up to this 12-2 mark. Coming up in our pregame show, we'll tell you more about these two teams. Plus, we'll hear from Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson as we work toward the tip-off of Marathon and Edgar in Merwood South boys basketball action. We'll take a two-minute break, come back and have more of our pregame show. This is Marathon Red Raider Basketball on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy. At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Back here in Marathon, or excuse me, in Edgar, as it's Marathon boys basketball against Edgar. Edgar has just won the JV game on a last second 31-30. So some excitement there. We are set for action here between Marathon and Edgar. Marathon boys are on a nice run here. They've won four in a row, running the record to 12-2 overall, 9-1 in the Marathon South. A couple of impressive wins over Auburndale, also a 67-60 win over Mosinee. Grant Ward, a big night, 22 points, 20 rebounds, 9 blocks in that game. And Tyler Underwood with 19 points as well. They followed that up with a 76-65 win over Athens. Grant Warren goes 24-13 in that game. Drew Love with a dozen. Cooper Huxema with 11, as the Raiders have won four straight since their last loss, which was on January the 7th, that non-conference game against Port Washington. That game played at Just a Game Fieldhouse in the Wisconsin Dells. For the Edgar Wildcats, they are 6-8 on the season, 4-5 in the Marrowwood South. They have lost three out of four, but did get a win in their most recent game, 62-46 over Abbotsford. Leighton Schuett, Brett Baumgartner, each with 18 points. Justin Davis with 11 points for the Wildcats, again, who get in the win column there. Last meeting between these two teams back on December the 13th, a 50-40 win by Marathon. Grant Warren with 18, Drew Love with 12 in that matchup. Brett Baumgartner with 12 points. Justin Davis with 10 for the Wildcats. The Red Raiders made 16 of 20 free throws in that game to pull away from a six-point halftime lead, and then ended up with a 10-point victory over the Wildcats. In the series, Marathon has won two in a row. Last Edgar win, and you'll hear more about this coming up in a brief comment with Coach Adam Jacobson, that they'll remember was here at Edgar on December the 14th of last year, I should say of 2021, a 59-39 win by the Wildcats. They shot the lights out. Justin Davis, 17 points, 5 for 5 from three-point range. I think they came out and hit like 6 or 7 straight threes in the second half to break that one open to get the win. So the Raiders will try to rebound and keep things going, and again, have won the last two against the Edgar Wildcats. Other games going on in the Merrillwood South tonight. It is Newman at Assumption. Stratford is at Auburndale. We'll take a look at the Merrillwood standings in just a little bit as well. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll hear from Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. That is coming up after this two-minute timeout. This is Marathon Basketball on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future, staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
City. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. Part City Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. We can recommend all the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today or visit PartCityAuto.com.
Marathon Part City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your backs.
Continue our Red Raider pregame show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Tonight, the Raider boys in Edgar for a Merrillwood South Conference matchup. We talk now with Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. Coach, back at it in the new year here. You're on a nice little run here. You've had some good competition lately and have produced some successful results over the last week and a half or so. It's been a good test for your fellas.
Yeah, it has. You know, I was talking, you talk sometimes about the dog days of January, right? And we really haven't had any opportunity to have that because of who we've been playing. And fortunately, we've been able to rise to the occasion and get some nice wins. And here we are at Edgar with another tough test here tonight.
Yeah, let's talk about that Mosinee win. I know, especially, you know, I got Grant to post up against one of the bigger big men in the area. You know, nice to see that, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he's playing inside and out, and you know, and other guys stepping up around it too. You know, Tyler Underwood's had a big last couple weeks, you know, and Mason C.A. for and Cooper and Drew Love, and even guys coming off our bench playing with a lot of confidence as well. So, yeah, really happy with that.
And as I, you know, as I kind of looked at things in paper going up here tonight, you've always got a couple of guys getting into double figures along with Grant, and you know, it kind of switches places, as you said. That makes you very dangerous.
Absolutely. I think we're really balanced. You know, you look at the box score from Athens, I think we had five guys in double figures and another guy with eight and another guy with five. So I think, you know, off of Grant and and his play, we do have guys stepping up.
You have a lot of flexibility in your lineup, you think? Is that how you look at it too?
I do. I think we're multiple, especially defensively. We can move things around. And then offensively, yeah, you know, make the extra pass. And that's kind of who we've become.
You think defensively is an area you could really try to tighten things up here as you go through the next couple weeks?
Absolutely. I think we have been defending well, and I think we have been rebounding well. But, yeah, we were humbled a little bit in that second half against Athens for sure. We just out of position. And so we really went back to the basics the last 2 days, but definitely can improve defensively.
What's your scouting report on this Edgar team here? You know they're going to have athletes that are going to work hard. That's a given, but what do they bring to the table?
Oh, absolutely. Be gritty and tough and athletic. And they definitely have guys who can hit shots, especially on their home floor. We have to be prepared for that. So we have to close the high end, hold them to one shot, handle their transition game, and win the rebounding battle in the transition battle.
Since the last time I saw you, I think I saw right up about Claude Seibert, 600 wins here. Just a great guy to have around your program, isn't he?
Absolutely. So fortunate. You know, this is 39th year. Over 600 wins. Just a great influence on the bench. Yeah, we're so lucky to have Claude.
All right. What's the key to getting off to a good start here tonight?
Well, I'd like us, you know, embrace hard. It's going to be, I mean, you're on the road at Edgar, you know, we have to embrace hard, embrace the physicality. And I'd really love to see us get out goal a little bit.
You have to have a short memory, too. A year ago, they really took it to you here. Do you try to put that out of your mind, or do you offer a subtle reminder that you better be ready?
Well, yeah, there's been subtle reminders. Absolutely. We better be ready to play tonight. Yeah,
okay. Absolutely. Coach, good luck here tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. Stay tuned. More coming up on Bull Falls 98.9.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
Parents, did you know that the safest way to ride to school in the state of Wisconsin is in a school bus? Fisher Transportation has been providing safe transportation for our kids to and from school for over 60 years. Family owned and operated, Fisher Transportation serves the school bus needs for the Marathon, Edgar, and Athens school districts. We're always happy to provide you with more information about our company and services and answer any questions by calling 715-352-2169. Fisher Transportation is proud to support the Marathon Red Raiders.
All right, back here in Edgar, our pregame show rolls on here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. I'm Tom Weaver as the Marathon boys getting set to take on Edgar in a Merriwood South matchup. Marathon and Newman still atop the Merriwood South. Marathon 9-1, Newman is 8-1. Auburndale is 8-2, Stratford at 6-4. Edgar is 4-5, and Assumption is 4-6. Action from last week, as we mentioned, started things off on Monday. Edgar got a 62-46 win over Abbotsford. Auburndale beat Spencer in non-conference action, 67-24. Mosinee, a really nice win at home against Mosinee, 67-60. And then last Friday night, the Merriwood North crossover games was Marathon beating Athens, 76-65. Stratford beating Phillips, 56-46. Assumption over Prentice, 67-60. and Auburndale made it a clean sweep for the South, 78-60 over Rib Lake. Non-conference game on Saturday, Newman beating Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran 72-50. And let's see, one game last night, a non-conference game, Wild Rose beating Assumption 46-42. As you mentioned, other games tonight, it is Newman at Assumption, Stratford at Auburndale. And let's see, games coming up on Friday, Edgar at Athens, Marathon at Colby, and Pittsville at Auburndale. Our next Red Raider broadcast will come your way on, Tuesday night, when the Red Raiders host Stratford. Will be on the air with pregame programming about 6:45 with that one. In addition, Marawood South remains well represented in the Wisports.net coaches poll as the Newman Catholic Cardinals, especially in D5 here. So let's see here. Newman is fourth in Division 5, also in the area. Owen Withy is number 6. It is Columbus Catholic is 7. Auburndale is 8th, and it is Stevens Point Pacelli 9th. So fair amount of representation from Central Wisconsin in those polls as well, with both Marathon and Newman at 12-2 overall. Auburndale is at 13-2. Raider schedule coming up again here tonight. They'll be at Colby on Friday night and then Tuesday against Stratford as we continue to wind things down here. Red Raider girls last night, a 55-50 win at Newman Catholic on a Monday night. Ashley Packetong with 20 points for the Red Raiders. Jeff Schneider and his crew now 8-9 overall, 5-6 in the Marawood South. They have a matchup coming up Thursday night against Stratford. On the girls' side, it is Assumption at 9-0, Edgar 7-3, Auburndale 6-3, Marathon 5-6, Stratford 2-6, Newman 2-7. As that is how the girls wind things down here in the Marawood South. Edgar, be an interesting matchup, always is when you come here, as Coach Adam Jacobson told us. You know, they'll be tough, they'll be gritty, they'll play defense, they'll really try to get things going. And again, capable of hitting shots from the outside. We'll see how things go and how the Red Raiders are able to defend things and keep things going in their favor here. Again, JV's won by Edgar on a last-second shot, 31-30. That was a defensive grinder that went out through things. If you look at the Red Raiders statistically as they come in to tonight's matchup here, averaging a 67.3 points a game, giving up 53.8. They're shooting 48.1% from two-point range and 30% from three-point range, 63% from the free throw line as well for the Red Raiders, who are looking to keep rolling here on a four-game winning streak here in 2023. Again, have actually won 5 out of 6 here in the new year with a win over Prentice and then that loss against Port Washington. That was a replacement for that Iowa Scandinavia game. And then 4 straight wins here over Assumption, Auburndale, Mosinee, and Athens. Another game on the road on Friday night at Colby before the Raiders back home next Tuesday against Stratford. And then their schedule out the way at Abbotsford, home against Phillips, at Rhinelander, back-to-back home games against Wittenberg, Burnhamwood, and Newman, at Stanley Boyd. And then they'll close out the regular season on February the 23rd at Assumption. Again, they'll play in a regional with Abbotsford, Auburndale, Edgar, Iola Scandinavia, Montello, Nisida, Nakusa, Princeton, Green Lake, Spencer, Stratford, Westfield, Wyoega, Fremont in a regional. And that is some familiar foes for the Raiders here, of course, as well throughout that action. And we'll get set for the tournament coming up here in just a couple of weeks here as we go down through. Marawood, try to get a Marawood title first, and then we'll see how things go. All right, we are going to take a 3-minute break. It's a 3-minute break, and then we'll come back with our starting lineups and get you set for the opening tip. It is Marathon and Edgar in Marawood South Conference action from Edgar. We'll be back with our starting lineups and the opening tip after this 3-minute timeout on Bull Falls 98.9.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
The Eat Fresh Refresh just won't stop. Now Subway is refreshing their catering with easy order platters and box meals perfect for any occasion. Start with our sandwich or wrap platters. They're loaded with craveable trout pleasers to feed your crew without all the work. Or try our individually packaged box meals, each with a tasty 6-inch sub, foot-long or wrap, plus chips and a freshly baked cookie. So when you have a group to feed, make it fun, delicious, and easy with catering from Subway. Visit Subway.com to place your catering order. Advance notice may be required.
County Materials is growing. For more than 75 years, they've manufactured concrete construction and landscape products used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. County Materials offers competitive wages and opportunities for growth and relocation. County Materials provides on-the-job training and skills development and certification opportunities. Together, they're building a company that hardworking people are proud to work for, live near, and do business with since 1946. Build a rewarding career with County Materials by visiting workatcounty.com.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Back here at Edgar, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls 98.9, 1230. Here is our starting lineup tonight. First of all, for the Edgar Wildcats, they'll go with 6'3 sophomore Leighton Schuett, 6'3 junior Brett Baumgartner, 5'10 junior Carter Butt. It is 5'10 senior Justin Davis and 5'11 junior Tegan Strike. Head coach Dave Huss is the head coach of the Wildcats. For the Marathon Red Raiders, it is 5'11 junior Cooper Huxema, 6'3 senior Drew Love, 6'3 junior Tyler Underwood, 6'2 senior Mason Seehafer, and 6'9 junior Grant Warren. Adam Jacobson, the head coach of the Red Raiders, assisted by Phil Seibert, Chuck Wolfel, and Claude Seibert. Coach Jacobson in his 12th season with the Red Raiders, 228 wins and 64 losses. Set to go here tonight. And again, the Red Raiders have won four in a row. Edgar has lost 3 of 5, but did get a win last week to get things back in the right direction. And that's how we set things up here tonight. The Red Raiders will control the opening tip. Tyler Underwood with the basketball leaves it out high to Drew Love. Love between the circles, man-to-man defense, swings it off near side to Underwood. Underwood looks inside, nothing there. Back top of the key, easy lob inside Grant Warren, easy layup good. Red Raiders score the opening bucket here and lead it 2-0. All right, Tegan Streit will bring things up. Streit between the legs dribble, lost the handle, gets it back, cuts to the far side. Streit looking inside, nothing there. Comes top of the key to Carter Butt. Butt on the dribble, swings it back. Streit, far side, spin move into the lane, almost traveled. Now to Butt, behind the arc on the near side. Raiders, 2-3 defense here to open things up. Butt looks inside, nothing there. Open shot from the far side for a minute, but passing it up there is Baumgartner. He'll leave it back, come back top of the key to Butt. Swings it off near side to Justin Davis. Davis, a couple dribbles, gets it to Strite. He'll come in the lane, looks to elevate. Almost slipped. Baumgartner open from the far side, goes baseline, hemmed in and stepped out of bounds. Grant Warham faced him to the end line and stepped out of bounds. First turnover here against Edgar. Marathon with the basketball and a 2-0 lead. Drew Love brings it across half court. He will set things up here in the half court offense for the Red Raiders. Now swings it over. Mason Seehafer with it. Seehafer around, and it is a shot inside, lobbed in toward Grant Warren. Chipped away, though, however, and it is the Raiders that turn it over this time. And a long-range three from the far side. That's off the rim, no good by Baumgartner. Rebound is pulled down by Edgar. Leighton Schuett with the rebound. Schuett on the dribble. Back out high to Carter Butt. Butt looks inside. Now will dribble. Far side, swings it, and knocked out of bounds. Alert defense there by the Raiders, and Cooper Hoeksemaa knocked it out of bounds. So Edgar will inbound in front of the Marathon bench. 16-18 to go here in the first. 2-0 is the Marathon lead. Raiders set it up defensively. They go in far corner to Schuett. Schuett inside, and Baumgartner reverse layup is up and good. Brett Baumgartner underneath. We are level at 2 here, coming up on 2 minutes in. All right, for the Raiders, Mason Seehafer with the ball. Seehafer, bounce pass out high to Underwood. Underwood back to Seehafer, inside Warren. All kinds of height advantage here for Grant. He'll come in. Carter Butt D's him up. Now they'll cut inside, a little contact. Got the ball into Drew Love, but he's bumped, and we'll get a whistle and a foul against the Wildcats. And I believe it is Justin Davis that will get the foul. His first team foul, and Marathon will inbound underneath their own bucket. They'll lob it in to Hoeksemaa, inside to Grant Warren, near side Tyler Underwood. Underwood was thinking about a three there for a sec, but I believe he'll pass it up and now get it around. Mason Seehafer goes inside Underwood. Underwood driving in, looking to hand off. Tough turnaround jumper off the glass is good. Tyler Underwood with the bucket. Marathon a 4-2 lead. Near side. All right, here's Edgar with the basketball. They'll swing it top of the key. Schuett looks to drive in. A wild one-hander up, no good. Schuett drew some contact, I think wanted a foul that wasn't there. And now the Raiders lob it quickly inside. Quickly, Hoeksemaa has it stripped away from behind. Alert defense, but it comes right back to the Raiders' Underwood. Underwood with it, goes far corner. Now Hoeksemaa to Mason Seehafer. Seehafer dribbles out of trouble to Underwood. He'll come near side, Drew Love. Inside to Grant Warren. We're going to get a foul. Carter Butt. Contact on Grant Warren as the pass came in. That'll be his first. Second team foul. The Raiders really put the first game away between these two teams back in December, making 16 of 20 free throws. All right, off the inbound to Drew Love. One-step dribble to Seehafer. They work the perimeter. Underwood near side. Hoeksemaa out of Underwood again. Now they'll lob it inside over the head of Drew Love, and the Raiders turn it over. Edgar will push the ball back up. Teagan Strite down the lane, stripped away from behind, out of bounds. It'll stay with Edgar. So Strite right down Main Street went to lay it up, but was knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with Edgar. 14:33 to go here. Marathon a 4-2 lead. Wildcats inbound it. Justin Davis with it. Davis right in front of the Marathon bench, top of the key to Carter Butt. Butt swings it far side to Strite. Top of the key, Baumgartner. Baumgartner waits for it. Baumgartner. And it is top of the key now. Back to Leighton Schuett. Raiders very patient defensively here. Now they'll swing it far corner to Baumgartner. Nothing there, so they'll reset. They'll hand it off to Baumgartner, trying to step into the lane. Drops his headshot, left it up short. Grant Warren, I believe, got a piece of it. And the Raiders back with it the other way. Here's Underwood, swings it out. Hoeksemaa far side, tries to go baseline, spin move toward the lane, and turns around, elevate shot is good. Cooper Hoeksemaa with his first bucket of the night. 6-2 is the Marathon lead with 13:40 to go in the first half. Egan Strite will walk it across half court. Now swings it ahead to Schuett. Schuett near side to Davis. And he'll go inside to Baumgartner. Tough layup underneath is good. Brett Baumgartner has both buckets here for Edgar. Marathon a two-point lead at 6-4. Tyler Underwood on the dribble. Looks to go far side. Now back to Mason Seehafer. Seehafer lobs it inside. Drew Love around Carter Butt. Shot up. No good, but a foul. Boy, tough getting to the hoop there for Drew Love. But he'll draw a foul. And it'll go against Carter Butt. That's his second. Third team foul against the Wildcats. And Drew Love will step to the free throw line to shoot a pair here. Raiders as a team shoot 62.3% from the free throw line. And Drew Love's first one is nothing but the bottom of the net. Drew Love for the Red Raiders, a 58.3% free throw shooter. He's averaging 9.1 points a game and a season high of 18 for the Raiders. Well, if you're with us for our pregame show, Coach Jacobson liking, you know, Grant Warren's getting his 20 to 25 a game. Second one bounce in good. Tyler Underwood up there. Mason Seehafer, Drew Love, you know, a couple of other guys in double figures to help balance things out. 8-4 the marathon lead, 13 minutes to go in the first half. Now here's Strite, inside. A one-hander, that's up no good, left short. Warren to the rebound, elevated quickly. Near side, long-range three from the near side, rattles out, no good. Love hits the baseline, or the rebound, dishes it off, and he'll get it back and lay it up and in. Drew Wolfel hoisted up a three, had a pretty good look at it. A high bounce off the rim. Raider lead is now 6-10-4. Down the lane, Baumgartner shot up. Warren got a piece of it on the way through. And what do we have? Piles out of bounds in the far corner. It'll go to Marathon. Good defense here by the Raiders. Grant Warren closing the gap, blocked the shot. And then the Raiders hustling to the rebound. It goes off Edgar in the far corner. 12:25 to go in the first. 10-4 is the Marathon lead. Warren behind the arc will lob it inside. Double team. Drew Love. Reverse layup. Rolls in good. Drew Love has 6 points here for the Raiders, and we'll get a whistle and a timeout. Timeout taken by Edgar. We'll take a one-minute break here on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
All right, back here in Edgar, 12-4, the marathon lead. Edgar out of the timeout here. And they have the basketball. A couple of substitutions here. Preston Dahlke is checked in. And Dahlke gets it back near side. Dahlke tries to bounce it near corner to Schuett. Schuett, feed up here by Daniel Lacroix, who is checked in for the Red Raiders. Schuett, far side. They'll go to the far corner. Baumgartner around on the lane, in, coming in. And Baumgartner lays it up and in. Grant Warren took a tough tumble. Able to get back to his feet, but it was too late. So easy layup for Baumgartner. And it is 12-6, the marathon lead now. All right, Raiders far side. Drew Love brings it back to the near corner. Back to Love behind the arc near side. Into the near corner. Post up three is good. Daniel Lacroix hits a three. 15-6 is the marathon lead. All right, Strite will bring it across half court. Quickly ahead to Schuett. Schuett move. Free throw line pull up jumpers. Good. Leighton Schuett. Nothing but net. He buries it, cuts the lead to 15-8, just under 11 minutes to go in the first half. Marathon with the lead and the basketball. Inside Warren gets bumped. He'll one-handed. Drew Love, nice head fake here. Comes back in near side. Lacroix inside instead around to the far side. They'll go free throw line to Underwood. Underwood looks inside, a little spin move here. Leaves it back. Drew Love, top of the key. He will reset things here for the Raiders. 10:35 to go, 15-8, the marathon lead. Lob to Lacroix in the near corner. He'll lob it baseline to Warren. One dribble, double team up off the back iron, no good. They keep it going, however, and back with it, far side. They'll get it. Now open three from the far side is good. That's Drew Wolfall hits a three. A couple of timely here threes here for the Raiders, and they have a 10-point lead here, 18-8 with 10-10 to go in the first half. Tegan Streit down the lane now lifts a pass up far side to Schuett. He'll come right back inside to Streit. Little trouble handling it on the baseline. Ball is loose, and Edgar turns it over. Raiders will push it back up quickly. Drew Love on the far side. Between the legs dribble. Looks inside. Instead comes top of the key. Underwood now in the near side. Back to Lacroix. Lacroix between the circles. Back to Underwood as they play catch. Far side, Drew Love. Love now back to Underwood. Top of the key. Work it. Patiently waiting. Grant Warren inside. Instead, Drew Love. Nice little cut to the bucket. Off the back iron. No good. Warren with the rebound. And putback is no good. Stripped away from behind. Here's Leighton Schuett back the other way. Shot up off the iron. That's no good. One and done for the Wildcats. And the Raiders quickly back the other way. Drew Love ahead. Bounce pass near side. Wide open. Three is good. Daniel Lacroix back-to-back threes for the Raiders. 21-8 is the marathon lead. Edgar will take a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back here in a minute. 9:16 to go first half on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy.
All right, Edgar with the basketball here after the timeout, trying to stop the bleeding a little bit here. Just under 9 minutes to go, first half. Marathon with a 21-8 lead. Leighton Schuett on the dribble. Up ahead to Tegan Streit in the near corner. He's got a defender all over him. He'll go inside toward Bradley Stenzel, and he'll bring it back out and reset. Carter Butt, far side. Leighton Schuett, long-range three is good. So Leighton Schuett, a couple of steps back, a long-ranging three. Cuts the lead to 10, 21-11, 8:30 to go, first half. All right, Mason Seehafer runs the point now for the Raiders. He will hand it off to Cooper Huxema. Top of the key, Lacroix lobs it inside. Warren has it. Stenzel, good job to back him off. So now a couple of dribbles here. Warren up, far side, in the air. Huxema near side. Lacroix wide open three, got it. Daniel Lacroix, three threes for the Raiders here in the first half. And the marathon lead is 24-11. The marathon student section fired up on the far side. All right, Edgar with it. Carter Butt on the dribble. Looks to go inside around Lacroix. Now dishes it off. Long range three. That's off the iron. No good by Stripe. Raiders to the rebound. Ahead is Drew Love across half court. Lacroix wide open three again. Got it. Daniel Lacroix, four straight threes. And the Raiders lead 27-11. 7:35 to go in the first half. Baumgartner, far side to Schuett. Back to Carter Butt. He'll come down the lane and offensive foul. And that's going to be Carter Butt's third personal foul as well. His third, fourth team foul. And so Carter Butt with his third foul. He will stay out there, though. 7:29 to go, 27-11. And Drew Love will bring it up here. Four straight threes for Daniel Lacroix for the Raiders. Drew Love stripped away from behind, and they're going to say tipped, and we'll stay with Marathon. Marathon will inbound here in the near side, and I think the sub here. Tyler Underwood back in as well. Leighton Schuett will check back in. Grant Warren going to take a seat here. 7:18 to go in the first half. 27-11 is the Marathon lead. All right, inside they go. Drew Love on the baseline. Now dishes it off Underwood. Underwood to Lacroix. Far side hucks him up. Lacroix, top of the key again. Tries to get free. Beautiful little cut here. Underwood is bumped on the way through. Lost the handle in the ball. Raiders wanted a foul. Here comes the other way. One-handed shot up. No good, but a foul. As hustling quickly is Justin Davis back the other way. And let's see. It's Daniel Lacroix that will get whistled for the foul. So that's his first. Justin Davis will shoot a pair here for the Wildcats, who trail it 27-11. First free throw is no good. 6:59 to go in the first half. Raiders have hit five threes. And second one rattles out, no good. Daniel Lacroix baseline swings it. Drew Love, his three is blocked out of bounds. So Drew Love, Leighton Schuett promptly put that one into the Edgar bench. And Drew Love gave him a little high five on the way by for the effort as it'll go out of bounds and stay with Marathon. Warren checks back in. Mason Seehafer back in. Along with Cooper Huxema. All right, Tyler Underwood with the basketball now for Marathon inside. We'll get a hold inside. And I believe it's Bradley Stenzel that will get the foul here. Yep, his first.
Number 24, Stenzel is first.
15 foul against the Wildcats. Raiders inbound. They will lob it into Tyler Underwood in the lane. Spin move, draws contact, has his shot blocked. And they'll let that one go. 6.5 minutes to go. Raiders a 16-point lead here. Baumgartner around a defender down the lane. Layup no good. Warren able to corral the rebound. And pushing it back the other way is Mason Seehafer. Baseline he goes. Fall away jumper is good. Drew Wolfel. He's got five in the first half here. 29-11 is the Marathon lead. All right, here is Edgar with the basketball now. Justin Davis working on Drew Wolfel. Wolfel stops him in the far side. Now out high to Strite. Strite, long bounce pass to Leighton Schuett. Schuett back, far side. Davis inside, lost the handle on it and got it to Schuett. Schuett coming free throw line, zeroes around, nothing there. Justin Davis in, Schuett now. Schuett will come in, long arching, bank shot is good. Free throw line shot in the bank, that's seven for Leighton Schuett. 29-13, the Marathon lead. Here's Mason Seehafer in, and an offensive foul. And what do we have? Now do we have one official? No, offensive foul, yep, Mason Seehafer. So his first, second. Referees kind of looked at each other like one at it one way, one at the other. And Mason with a offensive foul. So, 5:32 to go in this one. In the first half. Marathon lead is 16. All right, for Edgar, Preston Dahlke has checked back in here. He'll go to Teagan Strite, trying to spin his way to the hoop. Now leaves it back. Schuett thought about a long three. Now comes in. Back to Strite, top of the key. Far side, Justin Davis. Raiders stretching the D pretty well here. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the half. Davis bounce pass, now baseline. That's inside to Preston Dahlke. Back outside to Strite. Had it, lost it, got it back. Goes to Schuett. They'll wrap it inside to Baumgartner. Double team comes down the lane. Shot up, Grant Warren. Oh, man, they're going to call a foul on Grant Warren. Didn't get through cleanly. I think made contact after the shot was up. That's a tough break. Yep. So Grant Warren with his first. And Preston Dahlke will shoot a pair of free throws here. Blocked the shot but came through and got him on the body, I believe is what they'll say, and made contact. So first one clanks out, no good. 29-13 is the Marathon lead. 4:54 to go here in the first half. 2nd free throw on the way. That is good. Preston Dahlke with his first points of the night. 29-14 is the marathon lead. Cooper Hoxima across half court to Mason Seehafer. Right back to Cooper. Near corner, Tyler Underwood. Underwood on the dribble, hands it off to Drew Love. Love to Warren behind the arc near side. Trying to draw some contact. Gets to the free throw line. Loops it inside. Seehafer shot up no good, but a foul. Yeah, Raider is patiently trying to work it into the hoop, and that time Grant Warren out to the free throw line. So, Preston Dahlke with his first, sixth team foul against the Wildcats. And it is Mason Seehafer to the free throw line. First one is good. 30-14 is the marathon lead here with 4.5 to go first half. Raiders buoyed by some three-point shooting here. They've hit 5 threes in the half. Second free throw by Seehafer. Rattles out no good. Warren with the rebound. And his putback is no good. Boy, Grant Warren couldn't have it much easier. Now knocked free as they try an outlet pass ahead. And Underwood got a hand on it. Comes back to the Wildcats. Inside they go. Tough jumper by Street is good. Tegan Streit, excuse me. Tough jumper. Able to get it to go. 30-16 is the marathon lead. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Inside Seehafer. Gets around a defender. Up off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. He will recharge. Leaves it out to Hoxima. Cooper Hoxima now goes baseline to Grant Warren. Double team comes. Dribbles his way out of it. Underwood cutting to the free throw line. Lost the handle on it. Back the other way. Cooper Hoxima pokes it free. Raiders return the favor on a turnover and go ahead. Warren posting up inside. Couldn't get it to him. Here's Drew Love. Love now looking to Underwood, top of the key. Swings it off far side to Hoxima. Cooper Hoxima, long range three is good. Yowza. Raiders hitting from downtown in the lead now 33-16. 3:15 to go in the first half. Tegan Streit ahead to Preston Dahlke. Top of the key. This is Marcus Hainerfuss who's checked in, and Edgar turns it over. Underwood ends up with it ahead to Drew Love. Love to Hoxima. Bounce pass inside Warren. Turn around off the glass. Rattles in good. Grant Warren, 4 points here. And we'll get a whistle and a timeout taken by Edgar. We'll take one as well back here in 1 minute. This is Marathon Basketball on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
All right, back here in Edgar, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230. A dynamite start here for the Red Raiders. They lead it 35-16. They've shot 6 of 8 from three-point range and lead it 35-16, 2:53 to go first half. Edgar has burned three timeouts here in the first half. All right. Inside they go. Leighton Schuett baseline. Bounce pass through to the middle is loose. Scooped up now by Hainerfuss, and he'll hand it off to Justin Davis. Far corner to Baumgartner, trying to cut around Drew Love. He D's him up well. They'll reset back to Leighton Schuett. 2.5 to go first half. Edgar with it now, ball above his head. Is Baumgartner, top of the key he'll go. They swing it near side to Schuett. Back top of the key, Davis a long two, no good. Warren battles for the rebound and pulls it down. Pushes it ahead very quickly. They'll go to the hoop and stripped away from behind. Cooper Hoxima saved it back in, but Drew Wolfel lost it out of bounds. Now Edgar turns it right back over, and here's Marathon back the other way. And out of bounds is Daniel Lacroix. And another costly turnover here for the Raiders. That's their sixth of the game. Tegan Streit back in the lineup here for Edgar. Bradley Stenzel back in as well. So for the Raiders, it's Drew Love. It's Drew Wolfel. Daniel Lacroix. Cooper Huxema and Grant Warren, five on the floor. Minute 55 to go. 35-16, the Marathon lead. Top of the key, Stenzel, far side, Baumgartner. Got around a defender, comes in, traveled, no foul. Say contact foul on the baseline here. I believe this is going to go against Drew Wolfel. Yep. So Drew Wolfel, his first. It's just the fourth team foul against the Raiders. Six team fouls against Edgar. Tyler Underwood back in the lineup here for the Red Raiders. Quick inbound to Baumgartner. His shot elevates up, no good. Raiders with the rebound. Underwood pushes it back the other way. Underwood looks inside Lacroix underneath. Defenders come around, left it up short. Hurried his shot and then knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Marathon. Boy, Lacroix found himself open, but the double team closed on him. Knocked out of bounds from behind. And Marathon will inbound in the far corner. Minute 31 to go here in the first half. All right, quick inbound. Here's Tyler Underwood. Underwood dribbled it off his foot, able to get it back. He'll pivot and gets it. Long-range jumper rattles out, no good by Wolfel. Rebound and a pileup underneath. We'll get a jump ball possession here. And let's see here. I believe it goes to Edgar. Yep. Possession arrow with the Wildcats. So they will get the ball here with a minute 17 to go. All right, Tegan Streit takes his time now. A couple of dribbles, leaves it over. Leighton Schuett with it. Schuett, top of the key, Streit. Far side to Davis. Top of the key, Stenzel. Stenzel looks inside. Instead comes to Streit on the near side to Schuett on the baseline. Deed up by Lacroix, gave up his dribble. Streit. Top of the key, under a minute to go. Stenzel gives up his dribble. Free throw line, tough fallback jumper there by Tegan Streit is no good. Grant Warren, an easy rebound. Daniel Lacroix leaves it back to Drew Love. 35 seconds to go. The Raiders will set on offense. Tyler Underwood will get to the hoop. Crazy reverse layup. That's no good. Back the other way quickly comes Edgar. Leighton Schuett. Little hesitation, leaves it back. Baumgartner, open three near side, got it. A big bucket there for the Wildcats. 15 seconds to go. And a three-point bucket there, 35-19. Raiders will hold for the last shot. Ticking down to 8 seconds. Here's Drew Love. Love trying to come in. He'll just step back, pull up a three. That rattles out no good. Underwood will rebound it out of bounds, and that'll do it. First half is in the books. And Marathon, with a hot shooting start here from downtown, leads Edgar 35-19. All right, Marathon Athletic Club wants you to know about these events taking place this week at your Marathon schools. Thursday, 7th and 8th grade girls basketball against Athens at 4:30. Girls basketball against Stratford. JV and JV2 at 5:45. Varsity at 7:15. Friday, 6th through 8th grade wrestling at the Merrill Invite at 4:15. Boys basketball at Colby. JV2 at 5:45. Varsity at 7:15. And on Saturday, Marathon will host the Merrillwood Conference Wrestling Meet. 10 a.m., that thing gets underway. Marathon Athletic Booster Club supporting Marathon student-athletes and their activities. 35-19, Marathon at the half. We'll take a three-minute break. Come back, give you our halftime statistics. Marathon leads at 35-19 here on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes. Please.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future, staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
City. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. Part City Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. We can recommend all the supplies you need, including a filter, funnels, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today or visit PartCityAuto.com.
Marathon Part City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
All right, back here in Edgar, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230. Forget bullfallsradio.com as well, and your mobile devices can search WXCO. Marathon, a 35-19 lead at the half, and our halftime statistics brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Booster Club, supporting Marathon student athletes in their activities. For the Edgar Wildcats, 6 of 17 from two-point range, 2 of 4 from three-point range. They shoot 8 of 21. That's 38%. They were 0 for 2 from the free throw line and committed 5 turnovers here this afternoon, or this evening. Led in scoring-wise by Brett Baumgartner with 9, Leighton Schuett with 7, Tegan Streit with a bucket for 2 points, and Preston Dahlke with a free throw for 1 point. So again, 38% shooting for the Wildcats with 5 turnovers in the first half. For Marathon, 7 of 18 from two-point range, but the real difference, 6 of 9 from three-point range. So altogether, that's 13 out of 27, 48.1%. The Raiders shooting 3 of 4 from the free throw line and charged with 6 turnovers in the first half. 4 threes for a dozen by Daniel Lacroix, and he hit them on 4 straight possessions. Part of that Raiders shooting barrage that went 6 of 9. So a dozen for Daniel Lacroix. 6 for Drew Love, 5 each for Cooper Hoxema and Drew Wolpel, who hit the other 2 threes. 4 points for Grant Warren, a bucket for 2 points for Tyler Underwood, and a free throw for Mason Seehafer. So 7 different Raiders in the scoring column here in the first half as they lead it 35-19. 48.1% the Raiders shoot from the free throw line, or I should say from the field, in that first half, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Overall, just a very solid half of basketball for the Raiders, and very much frustrating the Wildcats here tonight in racing out to this 35-19 lead at the half. Again, the Raiders schedule coming up Friday, a game at Colby, and then next Tuesday they will host Stratford. We'll have the pregame show for you here on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230, starting about 6:45, 6:50, somewhere in that neighborhood. Again, that's Tuesday night against Stratford. So busy week here for the Raiders. They play tonight, and then the non-conference game at Colby on Friday night. Raiders, a good start to the Merriwood South battle here at Edgar. 6 of 9 from three-point range, led by Daniel Lacroix in his 12 points. 35-19 is the score at the half. We will take a three-minute break. We'll come back with second half action. Marathon leading Edgar 35-19. Back with more after this three-minute timeout on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your backs.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Parents, did you know that the safest way to ride to school in the state of Wisconsin is in a school bus? Fisher Transportation has been providing safe transportation for our kids to and from school for over 60 years. Family owned and operated, Fisher Transportation serves the school bus needs for the Marathon, Edgar, and Athens school districts. We're always happy to provide you with more information about our company and services and answer any questions by calling 715-352-2169. Fisher Transportation is proud to support the Marathon Red Raiders.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint at gmail.com.
All right, ready to roll here for the second half. Marathon, a 35-19 lead over Edgar. As the Raiders trying to keep pace with the Newman Catholic Cardinals atop the Merriwood South. Big win last week over Auburndale. I should say 2 weeks ago. Non-conference win over Mosinee and trying to keep on moving in the right direction here in the Merriwood South. All right, Marathon basketball here on the possession arrow. And it is Drew Love with the basketball and a quick lob in to Grant Warren, and he lays it up and in. Tried a little backdoor cut, I think, for a dunk, but Grant had to go up and get it and content to just tip it in. 37-19 is the Marathon lead. Here is Schuett down the lane. No shot. Leaves it back out to Streit. Streit dishes far side. Baseline Carter Butt on the bench most of the first half. Baumgartner wide open three. That bricks out. And it is Marathon to the rebound. Here comes Tyler Underwood in. He'll turn around and elevate. Left his shot short. Rebound underneath by Huxema. He'll dribble out of trouble and get it to Mason Seehafer in the near corner. Top of the key, wide open three for Underwood. That's off the back iron, no good. And it is Edgar with the rebound. Strait ahead. Schuett far side, stripped away by Huxema, but he's whistled for a foul. His first. Just four team fouls against the Raiders in the first half. They lead it 37-19. Lob into Baumgartner in the backcourt to Strite in front of his bench on the far side. Dribble around. Strite, of course, quarterback for the Edgar football team. He'll go inside. Instead, Schuett. Justin Davis, far side Baumgartner. Down the lane, a little hop step there off the back iron. Missed that. And Grant Warren with another rebound. Head quickly, Huxema, hemmed in on the far side, gets it to Drew Love. Love, a bounce pass to the far corner to Tyler Underwood. Underwood dribbles it out to Huxema, top of the key. Near side, Grant Warren. Mason Seehafer posting up inside. He and Mason will change places. Seehafer looking inside, tipped away by the Wildcats. Huxema, great job to keep it alive. Underneath, Grant Warren has possession in there, and he'll turn around up good, but a foul on the floor, I believe, before the shot. Yep. So Brett Baumgartner whistled for his first team foul against the Wildcats here. 16:20 to go. All right, Drew Love ready to inbound. We'll lob it into Huxema. Huxema inside to Drew Love. One hands it up, has to get it back to Huxema. He'll wrap it on top to Mason Seehafer. Near side, now inside Love, posting up, dribble, turnaround, fall away jumper. That is no good, and Edgar with a rebound. Raiders 0 for 3 shooting to start the second half here. Carter Butt, top of the key, lost it, got it back, then gets it to Baumgartner. He'll put a shot up, that's no good. Battles for his own rebound, and Grant Warren finally comes away with it. Each team 0 for 3 to start shooting here. Mason Seehafer on the baseline. Brings it back out to Drew Love. He'll order things around. Swings it far side. Huxema. A little fake. He'll come in. Hop step. Tough shot up off the glass. No good. And another wild shot here by the Raiders is no good. And contact on the near side. Cooper Huxema with the bump. He'll get a foul. That's his second team foul against the Raiders. 15:27 to go here. First half, 37-19 is the Marathon lead. Right for the Raiders. It's actually Tegan Strite, long range three. That's no good. And a rebound to Drew Love. Love with it now. Near side. And Marathon on the baseline. Warren inside. Tyler Underwood wide open, lays it up and in. 39-19 is the Marathon lead. Grant Warren falling out of bounds. Good vision there to get it back to Underwood, who has an easy layup. He's got six. Top of the key, Leighton Schuett. Tough jumper. That's good. Leighton Schuett, first bucket of the half. And it is 39-21 Marathon. 14:25 to go. Drew Love between the legs. Tries to get around Davis. Lobs it inside Seehafer. And we're going to get a whistle and I believe a foul here against Edgar underneath. Yep. And I believe it's Carter Butt. So that'll be his fourth. Bradley Stenzel will check in here for Edgar. 14:19 to go, 39-21, the Marathon lead. Into Huxema, they'll come right back to Grant Warren baseline. He'll dish. Step down by Seehafer. Shot up no good, but a foul. Bradley Stenzel with the foul, his second. Mason Seehafer to the free throw line to shoot a pair. On the way and left it short. Raiders have yet to have to take a Marathon Park City timeout. Edgar has taken three here. all in the first half. Seehafer's second free throw on the way. That is good. 40-21, the Marathon lead. Of course, we visited with Coach Jacobson. He was quick to remember that the last time the Raiders were here at Edgar, the Wildcats beat Marathon by 20. Now Strite lost it, now gets it. Shue at far corner, hoists a three. That's no good. Rebound rattles around. Grant Warren with it. Quickly up ahead, Drew Love, but good job by Tegan Strite to intercept that. He'll bring it back the other way. Strite, far side, Shue it. He'll elevate up. No good, but a foul. Leighton Shue it. Good hustle there, and I believe it's Mason Seehafer that gets the foul. His second, third team foul. Leighton Shue it to the free throw line for the Wildcats. And his first free throw is well short, no good. Wildcats, let's see, shoot 52.4%. from the free throw line. Drew Wolfel is checked in here. Second one by Shuett is good. So Leighton Shuett with 10 points. But the Marathon lead is 18, 40-22 with 13:40 to go. Underwood hands it off to Huxema. Now Edgar bringing the defense out here. Drew Love with it now on the far side. They're going to lob it inside Underwood. Wide open underneath. Easy put in is good. 6 points here in the second half for Tyler Underwood. The Raider lead back to 20, 42-22. Oh, nifty move here by Justin Davis, but Grant Warren quickly deposits that one out with a block shot. They'll come ahead. Wide open, Drew Love near corner for three. Oh, and halfway down, Underwood, a wide open box out, and then lost it. Grant Warren to put back good. No, they're going to say over the top. Oh, man, that's a tough break. But so Grant Warren with his second, fourth team foul. And the Raider lead remains 20. And Strite will walk it up here. 13 minutes to go in this one. Raiders led it 35-19 at the half. Strite spin in the lane, rolls it off no good. Drew Love battling for the rebound and saves it back in. Now for the Raiders ahead, Tyler Underwood with another easy quick layup. Very quickly ahead, Strite almost coughed it up. Now he'll bring it across half court. Huxema reaching for it, couldn't come away with it. Bradley Stenzel in the far corner. Stenzel, couple of dribbles. Now top of the key to Shuett. Shuett, near side, Justin Davis. He'll go baseline to Stenzel. Back to Davis, looks to drive. Instead, veers out, comes back top of the key to Baumgartner. Justin Davis to Stenzel again. Near side, Baumgartner. He'll go baseline. There's nothing there, so he'll hand it off to Shuett. And he'll skip it to Stenzel on the far side. Stenzel, top of the key to Shuett. Quickly to Strite. They'll reset. 12 minutes to go. Free throw line jumper by Justin Davis is short. Rebound underneath. Put back, battled around. Grant Warren comes up with it. And Baumgartner, or excuse me, Shuett, going to be whistled for the foul. Yep, Leighton Shuett will get his first foul. Third team foul against the Wildcats. Daniel LaCroix in for the Raiders. Mason Seehafer in as well. So Tyler Underwood and Cooper Huxema will take a seat. So LaCroix and Love, along with Drew Wolfel, Grant Warren, Mason Seehafer for the Raiders. 11:45 to go, 44-22, the Marathon lead. Far corner, LaCroix lobs it across. Drew Love near side. He'll come in, gets to the lane. Now dishes underneath, tipped away. Seehafer had it and then lost it. Oh, boy. Good idea there. He was cutting in, was open, but couldn't handle it cleanly. Edgar pokes it away defensively, and Leighton Shuett pull back three, top of the key. Back bracket, no good. Rebound to the near corner to Grant Warren, and ahead it goes. It is. The Raiders a two-on-none in. Mason Seehafer layup good and a foul. Oh, very unselfish offense here between Drew Wolfel. Mason Seehafer lays it up. Foul will go against Justin Davis, I believe. Or let's see. Nope, we'll get a timeout first here. Timeout taken by the Wildcats. 11:14 to go. We'll take a minute break here on Bull Falls 98.9 and 12:30.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
All right, Mason Teehaver will step to the free throw line here for the Raiders as they lead it 46-22 with 11:14 to go as Teehaver looks to complete the three-point play. Free throw on the way, rattles out, no good. All right, Edgar brings it back up quickly. Schuett springs it ahead near side to Preston Dahlke. Back to Schuett, top of the key. Now Baumgartner with it on the near side. Top of the key, Schuett, open three. He left that one short. Rebound to Grant Warren. 10:50 to go in this one. An 11-3 run to start the half here. As the Raiders extending their lead here to 46-22. Inside, Teehaver dishes underneath. Reverse layup is good. Drew Wolfel with another bucket. He's got seven. And the Raiders executing on all cylinders offensively here. All right, Brett Baumgartner for Edgar. To come outside, but now has to dribble out of trouble and now hands it off to Leighton Schuett. Near side, they'll go back to the far side. Schuett to the hoop, lays it up and in. Leighton Schuett hustling in. Leighton Schuett with 12 here tonight. 48-24, the Marathon lead. Shooters have doubled up the Wildcats here. Near side, Drew Love lobs it into Grant Warren. Warren draws a double team, dribbles out of it, dishes to Love near corner. Love inside, he goes. Dribble, turnaround jumper by Lacroix is blocked. And rebound, and it comes right to Tegan Street. Strike right down the lane, dishes, far corner. Comes back, Schuett gets a defender to elevate. Free throw line jumper, rattles in good. And Schuett's got a pretty smooth shooting touch here. He comes in, and let's see, their fourth leading scorer here, averaging 9.1 points a game. Near side, knocked out of bounds by Strike. But it'll stay with Marathon. All right, Tyler Underwood, Cooper Hoxema back in.
In for Marathon, number 14, Underwood.
All right, here's Mason Teehaver into Cooper Hoxema. Drew Love now to Tyler Underwood on the far side. So Grant Warren on the bench here. Teehaver elevating jumper in the lane is good. Mason Teehaver, five here in the second half. He's got six for the game. 50-26 is the Marathon lead. All right, Baumgartner baseline on Drew Love. Lobs around him and shot up, no good. And Love holds his ground and gets the rebound. Cooper Hoxema, free throw line. Turnaround jumper is good. Drew Wolfel with an easy bucket. He's got 9 points, 52-26, the Marathon lead. All right, Leighton Schuett now. Marcus Hainerfuss in there. He'll go inside. Beautiful cut and no good, but a foul on the floor. So, and let's see. I think it's Drew Love that will get the foul. Yep.
Number 20.
Oh, take it back. It's Mason Teehaver. So his third. All right, Grant Warren back in the lineup here for the Raiders. Starting five out there for the Raiders. I take it back. Drew Wolfel out there. With Drew Love on the bench. All right, Justin Davis has checked back in for the Wildcats. Carter Budd in there as well. Near corner, Davis with a three. Back iron, no good. Rebound rattled around, and Grant Warren will get that. Tyler Underwood ahead. Quickly, far corner, Hoxema. Top of the key, Grant Warren. Looks inside, lobs it. Here's Seehafer. Gets bumped and went back to the far side. Hoxema hustling, saves it back in. Tyler Underwood with it. What a hustle here. Now he'll go far corner. Hoxema fakes it. Now one dribble. Now lobs it inside to Warren. Double team comes. He's got all kinds of help over there if he needs it. Dribble. Tough shot up. Off the back iron. No good. Raiders will battle for the rebound. And it is Edgar coming away with it. Justin Davis pushes it ahead. Davis on the dribble. Gets around. Comes into the lane. Little stutter step there. Now try to go back to butt inside instead outside to shoe it. Now this is Ethan Sandelski that's checked in here. Sandelski, far side, and what are we going to get? A block here. And I think they're going to call this on Justin Davis. Yep. So Justin Davis, his second, 16 foul. True Thur is in the lineup here for the Raiders. 7:34 to go, 52-26 is the Marathon lead. The Raiders with the basketball here. And if you're just joining us, the Raiders took charge of this one, 6 of 9, free three-point shooting in the first half. Drew Love, top of the key. Deed up by Carter Butt. He'll go inside to Grant Warren. Warren holds his pivot spin move up and good. Oh, Grant Warren, beautiful spin move to get himself free. 54-26. Teagan Streit with it, top of the key, Carter Butt. Off to the near side, Preston Dahlke in there now. Strike, far corner, Butt pull-up baseline jumper. That's off the back iron, no good. Raiders to the rebound. Quick outlet to Tyler Underwood on the dribble ahead to Hoxema. Cooper Hoxema dribbles and hands off to Drew Love. Love coming in. He'll get a step, comes in, elevates inside Warren. Layup good. Could have been a foul as well, but they'll let him go. And we get a pileup underneath here that we'll get a substitution here. Pearson Hammond going to check in for the Raiders. 56-26 is the Marathon lead. Pearson Hammond in the lineup here. And here is Teagan Streit bringing it up. 6.5 minutes to go, 56-26 Marathon. Carter Butt around, now dishes it back to the middle. Davis, a wild shot up. That's no good. And tough go of it shooting here in the second half for the Wildcats. Tyler Underwood lobs it inside, and I think we're going to get a hold on the inside against Preston Dahlke. That'll go as his third and the seventh free throw against the Wildcats. So Grant Warren, Stencil checks back in. So Grant Warren to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. 6:21 to go in this one. Left it short. Reaches for his own rebound. Nothing there. Justin Davis pushes it ahead. Lost the handle on it. Gathers it back in. One hands it back to Butt. Near corner, Davis hoists the three. Off the iron, no good. Tyler Underwood with a rebound. Well, it has been nothing but one and done for the Wildcats here in the second half. Near corner. Bounces it inside. This is Grant Warren. Double team comes. Big fella around. Up good and a foul. Boy, just great control of his body here for Grant Warren. And no answer defensively. Bradley Stencil will get the foul. So Grant Warren to shoot the and one. And he makes this one. And I believe he will take a seat. Yep, as it's Peyton Lawrence in the lineup for the Raiders. 5:57 to go in this one. 59-26. The Raiders have outscored Edgar here in the second half, and now the Wildcats turn it over. They throw it out of bounds here in the near side. Only 6 turnovers here against Edgar. But, I mean, their shooting here in the second half, for the most part, has been one and done. Three of 19 shooting in the second half here for Edgar. All right, Lacroix, nice little pass inside to Peyton Lawrence, and he's fouled. And Bradley Stencil, I believe, will get this foul. And that'll be his fourth. Ninth team foul. We'll get the rest of the Edgar starters checking out here. So, Drew Wolfel in. As Drew Love will sit down. Peyton Lawrence, free throw on the way is good. Let's see, yep, both teams have their number two units out here. Second one by Lawrence is good. Drills them both. The Marathon leads 61-26. All right, Colby Weisenberger will bring it up. Weisenberger to Stencil, far side. Stencil back to Hainer, now to Hainerfuss, inside, tipped away. Raider defense forces a turnover. Here comes True Thurs. Thurs near corner, Wolfel. Wolfel, couple of dribbles, now gives it up in the corner, skips it all the way through to the far side. Thurs, he'll go baseline, dishes it back to Lawrence. Peyton Lawrence with it, will dribble out of trouble. Lacroix. Near side, Wolfel, now to the near corner. Back out high to Lawrence. Yes. Raiders, a little confusion here. Pearson Hammond ends up with it. Far corner they go, back near side. Coming around. Here's Drew Wolfel, dishes, far side, Lacroix. Wide open three, and he's fouled. Daniel Lacroix puts the three up. No good, but he's fouled. So, let's see who the foul's on. Marcus Hainerfuss. His first, Daniel Lacroix will shoot three. And back irons that one out, no good. So Lacroix now 4 for 5 from downtown. Rattles the second one out, no good. Next man misses all three. So, high to get the rebound, Preston Dahlke for the Wildcats. Dahlke, far side, Stencil now in the far corner. Down they come, Weisenberger to Stencil. And inside they go. We'll get a bump here against Drew Wolfel. His second, just the 16th foul against Marathon.
Number 10, Wolfel is second.
I tell you, the Raiders have done an outstanding job defensively here tonight. Especially in this second half. Especially on the rebounding front. All right, Edgar with the basketball. And let's see. Inside it goes, tipped away by the Raiders. They'll force a turnover. They'll come back the other way. Lacroix in the lane, gives it up, dishes far corner. Wide open three, spinning move is no good. They'll battle for the rebound underneath, and Edgar comes away with it. Pearson Hammond taking a three, and now we'll get a traveling call here against Edgar. So they turn it over once again. And it is Cody Radke checking in here for the Raiders. Lacroix, beautiful pass underneath. Turnaround layup is good. Cody Radke with the bucket. 63-26, 3.5 minutes to go. One is all Red Raiders. Inside goes Edgar. Hainerfuss turning. Tough one-handed shot up. That's no good. Good rebound underneath. Put back. No good. And a foul. So let's see who's doing the work on the glass. It is Colby Weisenberger. As the foul goes against Pearson Hammond. It's the 7th team foul against the Raiders, but a shooting foul here. So Weisenberger to the free throw line. And that is no good. 63-26 is the Marathon lead. 3:24 to go in this one. Both teams have their starters on the bench. And second one is no good as well. Raiders to the rebound. True Thurs pushes it up. And wide open three from the near corner. That's off the iron, no good by Radke. And here's the Wildcats with the basketball. Colby Weisenberger, far corner. And underneath they go, and we'll get contact inside. And that'll go against Pearson Hammond, so that's his second. Stick around for our postgame show brought to you by Marathon Parts City. 401 Pine Street in Marathon. We'll pick our Twin Force product, Red Raider player of the game. All right, Dylan Yonker will check in here for the Wildcats. 3:05 to go, 63-26 is the Marathon lead. And first free throw is up and no good. And Marathon Pearson Hammond pulls the rebound down, hands it off to True Thurs. Thurs looks to accelerate, instead hands it off to Lacroix. Lacroix baseline, he'll work to get inside, had it stripped away inside. Good defense here by Ethan Sandelski of the Wildcats, just ripped the ball away. 2:45 to go in this one. Wildcats far corner. Hainerfuss out. Work the perimeter here now to Sandelski. Far side again, Hainerfuss in, gives it up to Stenzel, far corner, and oh boy, that's a tough break here on Pearson Hammond as the ball spinning around, battling for it. They'll give him a hand check foul, so that's his third. Ninth team foul. Drew Wolfel will check back in here for Daniel Lacroix. 2:33 to go in this one. Red Raider lead is 63-26. Raiders got out to a lead and never turned, looked back. First free throw is good by Colby Weisenberger. And that is just the eighth point of the second half here for Edgar. Second one on the way. Rattles out, no good. Rebound to Pearson Hammond. Hammond ahead to Drew Wolfel. Wolfel hands it back off to Hammond. Top of the key. Far side, Hammond. Near side, Radke. Takes a three. Goes to True Thurs. Inside to Peyton Lawrence. Lawrence coming around. Lawrence with it. Hands it off. Open three from the near corner is good. Drew Wolfel drills a three. He's got 12 points here tonight. 66-27 is the Marathon lead. 2 minutes to go. Far side, Sandelski. Now dribbles to the top of the key, near corner to Stenzel. Stenzel on the dribble, under 2 minutes to go. Colby Weisenberger now for Edgar. He'll get it back in the lane. Now veers it out, far side. Baseline move here into a double team here for Yonker. He'll get it back out, and he'll reset. Near side, open three. Off the front rim by Sandelski is no good. Here comes Marathon. Peyton Lawrence down the lane. Dishes near corner. It is True Thurs with it. He'll come back out high to Wolfel. Far side Radke. Little head fake down the lane. Hop step move. Elevates up and good. Cody Radke with two buckets here in the second half. 68-27 the Marathon lead with a minute 15 to go. Bradley Stenzel with the basketball for Edgar. Marcus Hainerfuss with it now. To Colby Weisenberger with a minute to go. Raider lead is 39. Nice little lob inside they go. Double team comes. Shot up. That's blocked from behind. Yonker with the shot up. Raiders at the rebound. They'll push it back the other way. Here comes Drew Wolfel in. And what do we have? Offensive foul. Yep. So, Drew Wolfel with the offensive foul. And let's see, Mason Thornton in the lineup here for Edgar. 30 seconds to go. Red Raiders going to improve to 10-1 and 13-2 overall. Losses against Port Washington and Newman in overtime, of course. All right, Thornton. Top of the key here to Sandelski. Final 10 seconds. Wildcats will work it. See if they can get Thornton to put a shot up at the buzzer. He'll put a three up and left it short. And a rebound around. That will do it. Marathon on the road with a very impressive 68-27 victory here tonight over the Edgar Wildcats. All right, we're going to take a three-minute break. We'll come back with our post-game show brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon. Raiders win it 68-27. Back with our post-game show in 3 minutes on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
The Eat Fresh Refresh just won't stop. Now Subway is refreshing their catering with easy order platters and boxed meals perfect for any occasion. Start with our sandwich or wrap platters. They're loaded with craveable crowd pleasers to feed your crew without all the work. Or try our individually packaged boxed meals, each with a tasty 6-inch sub, foot-long or wrap, plus chips and a freshly baked cookie. So when you have a group to feed, make it fun, delicious, and easy with catering from Subway. Visit Subway.com to place your catering order. Advance notice may be required.
County Materials is growing. For more than 75 years, they've manufactured concrete construction and landscape products used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. County Materials offers competitive wages and opportunities for growth and relocation. County Materials provides on-the-job training and skills development and certification opportunities. Together, they're building a company that hardworking people are proud to work for, live near, and do business with since 1946. Build a rewarding career with County Materials by visiting workatcounty.com.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no over-promising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
All right, back here in Edgar, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230. Marathon Red Raiders get a Merriwood South Conference victory in impressive fashion here tonight, 68-27 over the Edgar Wildcats. They hold Edgar to just 8 second half points. And really, defensively did a good job, especially rebounding. One and done, they didn't hit many shots, and when they did, the Raiders right to the rebound. So here's the numbers for Edgar. 9 of 31 from two-point range, 2 of 13 from three-point range. That's a combined 11 of 42, 26.1% shooting, 2 of 7 from the free throw line, and committed 9 turnovers. 14 points for Leighton Schuett, 9 points for Brett Baumgartner, 2 points for Tegan Streit, and a free throw for 1 point for Preston Dahlke. Edgar falls to 6-9 on the year, 4-6 in the Merriwood South. For the Red Raiders of Marathon, 3 of 14 from two-point range in the second half. That's not right. I take that back. It is 13 of 19 in the second half from two-point range. one of six from three-point range, so that's a combined 14 of 25 in the second half. For the game, the Raiders, 20 of 37 from two-point range, 7 of 15 from three-point range, so that is 27 of 52. That's 51.9% shooting for the Red Raiders here tonight. 7 of 14 from the free throw line, and the Raiders commit 9 turnovers here tonight. 4 players in double figures here for the Raiders tonight. Drew Wolfel and Daniel Lacroix, each with a dozen. Grant Warren with 11. Tyler Underwood with 10. 6 for Mason Seehafer. 5 for Cooper Huxema. I should say also 6 points each for Drew Love and for Mason Seehafer. 5 points for Cooper Huxema. 4 points for Cody Radke. Peyton Lawrence with a bucket for 2 points here tonight as the Red Raiders beat Edgar by a score of 68-27. 13-2 now for the Red Raiders. 10-1 overall in the Merrillwood South. Raiders next in action at Colby on Friday night, and then a week from tonight back at the Marathon Gym, they'll host Stratford. We'll have the game for you with pregame programming at 6:45, 6:50, somewhere in that range. All right, our final duty here tonight is to pick our Twin Forest Products Red Raider Player of the Game. Twin Forest Products specializes in the careful selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. TwinForestProducts.com. I'm going to go with the tandem here of Daniel Lacroix and Drew Wolfel, each of them with a dozen points to lead the Raiders. Lacroix hit 4 straight threes in the first half to bust the doors open. Wolfel hit some big shots, hit a 3 as well in the first half. Ends up with 12, so they're co-12 points tonight. Means that Drew Wolfel and Daniel Lacroix are Red Raider players of the game. That's going to do it here from Edgar. Nice night for the Red Raiders as they beat Edgar here tonight by a score of 68-27. Again, our next Red Raider broadcast a week from tonight. Raider boys host Stratford from the Marathon Gym. We're on the air about 6:45, 6:50 with our pregame programming today. That's going to do it from Edgar. Thanks for joining us for a great Red Raider victory here tonight. 68-27 over Edgar. I'm Tom Weaver. Thanks for listening to Marathon Red Raider Basketball on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Marathon High School Red Raider Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon Basketball has been brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Clover Belt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chief, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, and the People's State Bank.